Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. This is an important topic. Teenagers. Parents of teenagers need to wake up. They need to wake up to the reality of with what they're living with and some of the sensitivities of their teenagers and how they can best interrelate and interact with their teenagers for the good of all. Now, here's the deal. Teenagers need to wake up, and parents need to wake up. They both need to take responsibility for the relationship together and make that relationship a positive one, make it a strong one, make it an encouraging one, make it a positive one that brings about growth and mutuality and bonding between parent and child. Many years back in the state of Ohio, a young man of 18 years of age committed one of the most cold-blooded murders in Ohio history up to that point in time. He was given the life sentence, and he was given the electric chair. Now, just before his death, as many do, and most do, he gave some words of advice, but also words of despair. Here's what he said. I never had any guidance. I'm sorry I killed that guy. I want his family to know I'm sorry. Then he went on and said this. The reason guys like me go wrong is because of the way they were brought up. I made myself. I went to movies. I read pornography books. I didn't have any religion. I thought the only way to live was to outsmart the other guy. Now that's pretty profound for a young man of 18 to say those things. But it's unfortunate. It's most sorry for a man to have to live in that manner. Hundreds of thousands of American youth, however, live in that same type of situation. Now they may not commit a murder, but they suffer in silence. And they live a life of despair and defeat and depression. Home, the school, the churches have failed them. But home, more than any other influence, when it fails strongly and badly because it holds the key to the future. It's the most powerful influence on a teenager's life. Now, Dr. K. Kuzma, K-U-Z-M-A, Dr. K. Kuzma, the Associate Professor of Health Promotion and Education at Loma Linda University in Loma Linda, California, said this in one of her writings, that there are a number of ways to empty the loving cup with your children and your teenagers. In fact, there are parental behaviors that just push the child away from the home and away from a parental relationship and a parental bond. What are they? Well, she names 10 of them. Let's just take a quick look at what these are. These are some of the ways that we as parents push our kids away. And then we wonder why we don't have a relationship with them. We wonder why they don't want to be in the home. We wonder why they stay away from the home. And we wonder why they get in trouble. Here's what she says. Express approval only when your child is good. That pushes your child away. You know, the child seeks approval even when they do something better than they used to do. Even when there's a slight improvement, they need to have approval. Not just when they have excelled or exceeded your expectations or done very well in something. Even a little improvement, a little effort requires approval. Number two, she says this, threatening children, push them away. Kids don't want to be threatened. They don't like to be threatened on the playground. They don't want to be threatened in the classroom. They don't want to be threatened anywhere. That's like bully behavior. That's bully behavior. Threatening a child. You know, children don't stop misbehaviors. Children don't stop the behaviors that they're engaged in if you threaten them. They don't do that. Threatening is not the way to bring a child close. It's a way to push a child away. Here's the third one. Ridicule the child in order to correct. Well, Children don't take correction through ridicule. Now, they may take correction if you reason with them and you discuss with them and show them maybe a better way of handling something. But ridiculing the child is putting the child down. That's a form of bully behavior also. She goes on and says this, scream at the child. You know, yell, raise your voice. You know, children run away, back off. Whenever you scream at them, yell at them, raise your voice at them. Kind of barking at them, if you will. You know, that's not the way to bring a child into the home or into your life or bonding with you. Here's the fifth one she goes on to say. Be too busy to listen. You know, kids, and particularly boys, have a hard time talking, sharing. They need you to have time. They need you to be in a state of pause, in a state of quietness, in a state of readiness to listen. Then they'll talk. But if you're busy, if you're running around, if you're doing things, always scurrying about doing something, they won't talk. They'll just stand by and hold it into themselves and pass up that opportunity. So slow down, Mom and Dad. Put your things down. Put the paper down. Put the magazine. Put the book down. Put the television down. Put the iPhone down. Put all the electronic stuff down. And show your child that you're ready to listen. You're willing to listen. You're open to listening. Here's what she said, number six. Give the child the silent treatment. That's for sure a way to push them away from you and from the home. You know, kids are silent anyway. You got to bring them out of their silence. So if you give them the silent treatment, you're only pushing them into deep, deep silence. And that pushes them away from you as a parent and your relationship with them. Here's number seven. She says, have a continually critical attitude. Well, you know, critical attitude is easy to get. We can often be very critical of our children. That's easy. But that critical attitude, it just prevails. It just gives that child that feeling of, you don't like them. You're not in favor of them. You don't really approve of them. And they back off. And they stay away. Here's number eight. Use a child's name negatively. That is, ridicule the name. Laugh at the name. You know, just in some negative way, make that name a negative experience, a negative meaning for your child. If you do that, you're going to be pushing that kid away. He's already feeling low self-esteem, probably. And then you use his name in some negative, critical manner, that lowers his esteem even further. What about expressing disappointment or disgust at a child's action? Well, kids disappoint us. You know, kids do disgust us. Kids do let us down. We feel that way as parents. But you can't necessarily live that way with your child. Live out that disappointment. Sure, you can admit you're maybe disappointed, but then you have to show how this can be redeemed and how it can be recovered and how that feeling of acceptance and belief and respect can be brought back. And here's her 10th one. Break the love routine. Be inconsistent in loving your child. That pushes the child away. Children need consistent love expressions by word, by manner, by touch, by facial expressions, by words, you know, just by doing things together, conveying that message of love and care and companionship and compassion for them. If you don't do that, they're going to feel that you really don't love them. And they grow up with that sense of, my parents don't love me. I don't really think that they love me. Because they don't say it. They don't act like that. They don't live that kind of a life. I hear that all the time with kids in my office. So that love routine is a very important one to establish and maintain. Now, Dr. Kuzma goes on and encourages parents to love their children just when she uses the word irrationally. Just love them irrationally, even when it doesn't make sense. Just love them in a way that doesn't make sense. Just love them. She says the most important need of a child is to be loved, okay? Children need to be trusted as well. You need to trust them. You need to express your confidence in them. You let them know that you trust them. But yet children need to prove themselves worthy of your trust, okay? It's a two-way street. Help your child live in such a way that you can trust them, and then express how you do trust them. Children need parents from time to time that love them, that will teach them, that will respect them, and help them make wise decisions. That's what's important, okay? You know, if you go back into Old Testament times in Hebrew history, you know, the fathers of the Hebrew family was advised to do with their children. Here's what they were advised to do, to walk and talk, walk and teach, okay? They were, in other words, they were to take a long walk with their kids. They were to walk around the block. They were to walk down the street, talk and teach. That's where talking and teaching with a young child or a teenage kid really paid off, and it would make good headway. So Hebrew fathers were encouraged to do that. That's like taking a kid for a ride. It's like taking a kid to the gym and working out with them together and doing things together where you can walk and you can talk and you can teach and you can use opportunities to just bring together some teaching points. Take advantage of opportunities and opportunities that come along that are teaching moments in the life of a kid. Just be available, be ready, be open, be there, be present, so that the teaching can take place when the child's present as well, okay? And children were encouraged to, in the Hebrew home, children were encouraged to respect and honor their parents and to imitate their parents, especially to imitate the father. So you see, there's some real modeling that goes on here. The Hebrew family was taught to relate to their children in that way. Walk and talk, walk and teach, be an example to them. You know, build that bond, encourage and respect, and help them honor you and help them imitate your behavior as parents, but particularly as a father. Okay? So, parents, live in a manner deserving of respect. Live in a manner that brings about honor. And they will want to imitate you and imitate your behavior patterns because they're so positive and so good, right? Well, there you are. Good to talk to you today. And this is the Psychology Report, and glad that you joined me. I recommend my website, booksbyhedberg.com. There's a book in there for you. It's called Dr. Teach Me to Parent. And if you need a little help in this parenting area, here's a book that would be very helpful. It's like a primer. It's like a guidebook so that you can pick up some ideas on how to handle situations in the home and increase your effectiveness as a parent. So I encourage you, you know, to pick that up. Anyway, nice to have you with me today, and bye for now.